Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What's going on? This is Evan Baumer from the Mullet Cast. I'm joined by comedian John Moses. What's going on, John? How you doing? How you holding up?
All right, buddy. So you're just straight Mullet Cast Evan Baumer. You're not even attorney Evan Baumer?
Nah, man. The whole crisis.
New world.
The whole crisis has caused a change in careers.
Yeah. It's really put your priorities in perspective.
That's right. I'm going all in on this. I figure the earnings between podcasting and attorneying or in real estate are the same these days. So you might as well
go for it. You might actually do better in podcasting over the next 3 months.
It's entirely possible. All right. So, John, you're a comedian that was heavy out on the touring circuit also. What's going on since COVID kicked in, and how's that affected your life?
So everything's basically been shut down, and sort of, and there's no real end in sight. Like, I've got some dates still that haven't fully canceled in May up in Canada, but I just don't imagine that those are going to be able to get done, you know? So I was supposed to be in Tennessee, and those guys were, so when people first started shutting stuff down within the first 72 hours,
right,
some people were still sort of reluctant, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I actually reached out to them and I was like, hey, is this gig still going? And they go, listen, we're good. Everything's a go. And I still hadn't booked my flight. I was actually supposed to be for Friday,
right?
The Friday pass. And, is it today? It's supposed to be today.
Oh.
I don't know what day it is anymore. Yeah, so I was supposed to be in Tennessee tonight.
Wow.
And so what was it? I guess just over, because it was after 2 weeks, just about maybe 15 days ago, I called and said, hey, I'm about to buy this ticket. I was thrilled that I had waited so long because flight prices were starting to take a real dive.
Right.
And they go, yeah, the thing's still on. And I said, okay. And then I got an email back saying, you know, we got a can it. They'll book you for the same gig next year. All apologies, you know, and I stopped them right there. I was like, no need to apologize. This is the new reality. I was checking with you guys because
right.
I was surprised that it was still going on. So, comedy clubs are one of the first things to get shut down,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it is about as non-essential as it comes. Yeah, you know, whatever. Anybody that takes themselves too serious as a comic, they're like, laughter's the best medicine. We do important work. I'm like, yeah, my cousin's getting coughed on in an emergency room now by about 100 sick people a day. Like, you know, pump the brakes on just how important what we do is.
Right.
So it took a real, comedy clubs took a real hit. Everything shut down immediately. And people, I think September hopefully is when things will sort of resume fully,
mm-hmm.
you know. So that's the hope.
Right. And you had like a little gray period, like you mentioned this one, but also in New York City, there was still like, you were a little like, you know, when clubs were still open before, like there was the mandatory shutdown, like at that time you were even a little back and forth, like, do I pop into the city for this gig? And you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's times. Yeah. I mean, exactly. I was doing spots in Times Square and you know, that's now the epicenter. Right.
Right.
And I was like, nah, I'm not doing them. And I had buddies who were like, well, I got to do them. You know, this is all I do. I mean, luckily, I've got the supplemental stuff with real estate. But I was like, I'm not coming into the city for $50 right now.
Right.
And my buddies are like, dude, I need this $25 spot.
For right.
groceries. There are a lot of comics now who are like, you know, I don't even know what they're doing or how they're going to survive sort of financially over the next 8 weeks or whatever it is. Hopefully when these you know stimulus checks come, they just go out to everybody with a social security number,
right?
Because so many artists have not filed taxes over the last couple of years. So if you had to have filed taxes, the people who are going to need it the most are going to be out, you know, totally. So I don't know what that looks like, but I can tell you, I was at Costco buying toilet paper.
Right.
This guy was staring at an empty refrigerator.
It's brutal.
So you had, well, one thing, just one quick bit of info I saw today that maybe will be an update is it looked like if you filed as recently as 2017, you might still be able to get a check. But you're right.
For, oh yeah, these guys are cooked
for artists that haven't done it right. And then it's no, you know
great. That just saved 10% of the people that of the comedians.
Right, right. I mean, and then the other thing will be, you know, aside from the artists struggle with is, you know, are any of them eligible for unemployment? And you know, I saw today you could talk a little bit about you put together the quarantine comedy. But one of the comedians on there was, you know, his bit today was, you know, he's watching the news for an update on like, you know, where's the money coming to independent contractors, you know, comedians, come right. on, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. John Fish. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a hard, you know, hard thing for artists as well, because they're not in the standard economy.
For sure.
So what have you been doing? Tell us about the quarantine, comedy and how you're helping out other comedians right now.
Well, I mean, listen, it's this is more of a thing to keep busy and stay sane. And, you know, it gives me a little bit of purpose and drive to get up and write daily and, and make it relevant. But, so I'm just doing like a quarantine comedy where I host, you know, a 5-minute show of comics who are submitting videos of basically what they're doing in the apartment. So it's all sort of like quarantine and coronavirus related. And, you know, and then I push everybody out their social medias, anything that they're working on. If they've got an album you can purchase, you know, follow these guys, you know, add them to the Pandora streams. You don't know it, but, you know, this is how a lot of us make our money is off of royalties and stuff. Thank God my royalties have been unaffected.
Right.
But, you know, if they got an album and you're one of the fortunate people who get to work from home and you still got a little bit of extra cash, it's like, go download the album, support whatever way you can. And then when things do resume, you know, catch them at a live show. But for the most part, I mean, this isn't really, you know, making any real difference in anybody's pocket. It's just a way for us all to sort of keep busy, stay sane and help promote each other. So,
yeah, totally. I mean, you keep your comedy chops rolling. It also provides some kind of outlet if you're not performing at all. It's, you know, kind of a mini performance.
Yeah, and then you know what? There's a whole bunch of people sitting around with nothing to do. You can only watch Tiger King so many times.
Totally.
3 is probably the max.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm already bummed that I finished that. I'm like, where is my next Tiger King coming from? You know?
You should have rationed your Tiger King.
Totally. I'd like to, we should actually give him a shout, see what he thinks of this whole crisis going on, you know?
I know.
That guy'd be peddling some tiger blood right now as a cure. I know that.
I know. Somehow Charlie Sheen is still alive throughout all of this.
That's right. He's indestructible.
Indestructible, man.
All right, cool. So you want to briefly touch on your side gig, you know, aside from comedy, is you operate a home inspection company in New Jersey, High Point Home Inspections. What's going on with that business in terms
of... So I have still gotten some calls. And I was fielding them and sort of being like, well, how do I operate? Right. This is, you know, do I go in? Does everybody have to wear a mask now, even if they're not the N95 masks? Because, you know, the idea behind those crummy masks are like, hey, that only prevents other people from getting sick from you.
Right.
Okay. Well, if everybody's wearing a mask, then there should be no transmission. Right.
Right.
Or at least that's the thought. So I was like, if everybody wears a mask and I've got gloves and I bring, you know, some Clorox wipes or, you know, some Lysol and some paper towel, maybe we can make this thing happen. Maybe we can continue as long as we legally can, you know, and then also limit it to sort of legal or essential personnel, you know,
right.
Like I need the decision makers. I need, you know, the person buying the home, their partner, mother-in-law's, father-in-law's got to stay away. And maybe we go forward, but I have, I've been feeling a little symptomatic. Right. Right. So I am hiding myself away for 2 weeks and not doing anything until seeing where this goes. You know, unfortunately, you know, even if you test positive for this stuff, if you're not in critical condition, you know, they just send you home, you know,
right.
Go home, plenty of rest, plenty of fluids. So I've sort of personally decided that I'm not going to do it because it's just not worth spreading this thing around. And then the last guy that called, like, tried to negotiate with me,
right.
Like, you know, trying to chisel me down on my price. Right. Like, nah, I'm good, dude.
Like, listen, man,
if you haven't seen the news, prices are going up at the moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would like to. Yeah. Was that a client I sent you by chance?
Yes.
He'll remain nameless.
I go, if you want a price shop right now, go ahead.
Right. I mean, look, that whole business, real estate in general, is it's going to vary person to person with people's comfort levels, yeah. You know, and what's going on in their individual lives.
Individual lives and individual circumstances.
Right.
You know, if you're buying a home and it's vacant right now, then obviously there's a lot less, and it's been vacant for a while, there's a lot less opportunity for any type of transmission. You're not going to have to worry about the seller's family. You're going to have to worry a lot less about the buyer's family. If you get somebody to go through there, you know, cleaning before and after, then I think you're being pretty safe, right?
Right.
But that's not all. Those aren't all situations. So totally. It really is situation to situation. And I do think, you know, whether it's 3 weeks or 4 weeks or whatever it is, when we get out of this, there is going to be a new sort of operations manual, at least for the next 6 months until this thing gets stamped out. Hopefully it's sooner. Hopefully these guys, you know, the real smart people come up with a vaccine or you know, something that fights it real fast sooner. But that's that.
For sure. All right, John, thanks for checking in. Just give us a quick shout out of your sites, social media accounts, where you want people to connect
cool.
with you.
So it's, you know, Comedian John Moses on Facebook. Comedian John Moses at Instagram and John Moses on Twitter, and Quarantine Comedy is running right now. We are day 8 of Quarantine Comedy.
Awesome. All right, John, thanks for checking in.
Thanks, buddy.
You got it. Good luck.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.